Church family. This is Marilyn Mitchell, and I'm the Women's Ministry Director for New Vision's Buchanan Campus. And today I have the pleasure of sharing with you another one of my favorite passages in Scripture. That's Philippians 3, verses 7 through 14, and I'll be reading in the English Standard Version. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do. Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Well, friends, I doubt that this is an unfamiliar passage to you. Surely you have heard it before. And I just hope that today maybe we can see it with some fresh eyes, because there is so much good stuff in this passage. I think really I have a hard time deciding on a life passage or a life verse. I know a lot of people have those, but if I had to choose one, this is probably going to be it or very close to it, especially verse 10. This is my lifelong desire, especially since salvation, obviously desire, is that I may know him. Who? Christ, our Lord Jesus, and the power of his resurrection, and share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, so that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. To know him, this is the one thing that I do. I have to forget everything else that lies behind and strain forward to what lies ahead and press on towards that goal. And I pray and hope that that's your desire as well. You know, in this passage, Paul, I started out at verse 7 just for length's sake, but really the preceding verses are Paul kind of giving us his resume, right? Telling us all of the his personal achievements, his religious credentials. And really the rest of this passage, verses 7 through 14, the Apostle Paul is basically reflecting on the radical transformation that has occurred in his life after encountering Christ. And that first major radical change is his perspective on, again, those personal achievements and religious credentials versus how he now counts them as rubbish. Some translations say dung. That essentially is waste, human and or animal waste, dung. It's a very unpleasant thing. So trash, dung, rubbish, that's what he's talking about here. That's what he now considers all of these very impressive personal achievements and religious credentials. They're literally nothing. Not only are they nothing, they're something to be disgusted by even. And does that mean that we should not have personal achievements or that we should not seek expertise or excellence in our fields? No, that's not at all what this is talking about. But what it is talking about is a perspective, right? And that's what we see this radical transformation in Paul, and prayerfully that radical transformation in us as Christ followers, that we see that the one thing we need is Christ Jesus. And all else is vain. All else is unimportant except that which is done for Christ. And knowing him, knowing the power of his resurrection, sharing in his sufferings so that we may attain the resurrection from the dead. And so Paul uses this really strong language to convey that surpassing value of simply knowing Jesus. You know, New Vision, over the years, one of our core kind of mottos has been knowing Christ and making him known. And I loved that from the very first time that we walked through the doors of New Vision. That motto just really resonated with my heart because of these verses and because of the impact that they've had on my life. That is my life and my heart's desire, is to know Christ and to make him known. And how do we know him? We know him through a proper perspective on earthly things and a proper value on Christ and who he is and what he does. And so I think that that's why these verses are so powerful and so important to me. But as much as I love verse 10 and 11, I'm also so grateful for verses 12 through 14 as well, because it, right along behind this recognition and this acceptance, really, of this radical transformation where we say, yes, Lord, we agree with you. All else is not but you. But then we have to follow that up, because it's very easy to turn that previous pride towards all of our personal achievements and credentials into now yet another form of pride that, oh, we're so holy, right? That's the slippery slope. And so I love verse 12 because it really grounds and centers me that it's not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect. And you know, it's sometimes I find it really hard to accept praise of any kind. And so I'm very quick to say, whoa, I have not obtained. I am not perfect. But I do press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. So verse 13, I don't consider that I have achieved that yet. But what I do know is this: I am on mission to get there, to press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. And so I just pray, as we look at these verses and as we think about the importance of forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, that we understand that it is always and only for our good to keep our eyes on Christ. Not on our circumstances, not on events, not on the past, not on even present or the future in the sense of earthly things. But we need to keep our eyes on that which is eternal, and that is Christ. And so our ultimate aim beyond all else is simply to know him and to know the power of his resurrection. Because if we really knew him in his fullness, as much as we in our human abilities are able to do that, it does and will and has radically transformed us and will continue to do so. And that's what I love about the process of sanctification, the process of the fact that, no, we have not already obtained, but we are moving forward. The Lord is continuing to do a work which he will be faithful to complete. And so the essence really of the message is in the pursuit of righteousness through faith in Christ, rather than relying on our own works. You know, Paul really expresses that longing to just be found in Christ, not having a righteousness of his own, but the one that comes through faith in Christ, a righteousness based on faith. And so that's my prayer for my life, and I pray it is for yours. And that race that Paul kind of uses as an analogy to illustrate our Christian journey, he's just saying, you know, don't give up, keep pressing forward. And it's a continual pursuit. And I think, again, that can sometimes be overwhelming, but it's also very encouraging that God will be faithful to complete that which he has begun in each of us. And so it's my desire today and my challenge to you today that above all else, all those things we once thought were valuable, to consider them worthless because of what Christ has done, and everything else worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus as Lord, wow, that's where it's at. And so we count all the rest as garbage so that we gain the true treasure, which is Christ, and become one with him. So again, I challenge us each to evaluate our pursuits and maybe, if necessary, realign our priorities. There's a freedom that we can find in releasing these temporary treasures that bind us, and instead reaching towards that everlasting prize. There's so much more than this life. And so I pray that these verses have spoken to you today and that they will continue to work on your heart as they do mine. Be blessed.